The following programming is sponsored by Monica Lowry and Melinda Allen. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Peasley Media Group.
Hi, and welcome to Let's Talk with Mindy, Monica, and Maisha. My name is Monica.
I am Maisha.
I'm Mindy.
And welcome to our show today. I hope everybody enjoyed their Thanksgiving holiday. And how are you guys doing today?
I'm fine. I'm still, you know, I have to cough.
That, after all this time?
Yeah, I don't think it's going away.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I hope you feel better soon.
Maisha, yes, did I hear you cough?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I'm getting a little worried over here. No, I was just clearing my throat, that's all.
Oh, okay.
I'm
just
good.
Checking.
How are you today?
I'm good. Another day.
So I had to tell you guys this funny story. So my neighbor's upstairs, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know who lives above me, but I'm going to tell you this. You know the scene in Jurassic Park where all the animals were free and they were running through the... that's what it literally sounds like upstairs. Really? Somebody, like, they literally got into a full-fledged rumble, this couple. Like, I'm still trying
to... It was just two people?
Yes, two people. But that's how much... we're talking, like, 2:30 in the morning.
Wow.
I hear, call the cops! Call the cops!
Did you call the cops?
Yeah, but the cops didn't know how to get through the complex. And so the cops are telling me, like, they can't... they said they can't... They wanted me to meet them. I said, I can't meet you up front.
You gotta push the help button. That's what happens. Okay, we talked about that behind the scenes.
Yeah, and they didn't know, and I'm waiting and waiting and waiting, and you still hear boom, you hit me first, and literally, and so my two grandkids wake up, so now they're wide awake 2:30 in the morning, and this was. So now they're wide awake. And so now I'm just laying there like, no, this can't be happening. Now these kids are wide awake like it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But the police never showed up. They showed up.
They did. They couldn't get in.
Well, you know what? I think he did say he was out there. He just didn't. They couldn't figure out the building. Yeah.
The main thing is park and then you walk through and walk up the
Right.
And I told him it was very easy. Just all they had to do was like come in the garage.
Park their car.
Literally, yeah. Right. You know, I'm not going to say where I live.
Somebody could have got killed. Like, that's horrible.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Like
your apartment complex needs to do better.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I was a little taken aback that, you know, as many false fire alarms that we've had there,
they
that they didn't.
Better. Yeah.
But I was really taken aback. I waited and waited and waited.
That's definitely putting someone's safety at risk.
Right.
If someone telling you to call the cops.
Yeah.
That's dangerous. Like, yeah, let's talk about that behind the scenes.
Yeah. So, yeah,
that's but crazy. That was, I hope she was okay. Or he.
Yeah. Well, yeah, she was okay afterwards because then
they didn't see nobody dumping anything in the dumpster.
No, because they were still going at it around about 4:30. Then all of a sudden it got quiet.
That's what I mean. You didn't see nobody putting the trash out.
No, because 7
in the dumpster.
Because they took a break for like 2 hours, and 7:30 they was at it again.
Wow.
But my thing is like there was no regard for, you know, I understand.
Of course,
it was just so just. I can't even just tell you.
I don't want to be in a heated. I don't want to be in a toxic relationship like that.
Right.
Where every single day you got, like, even like when I'm, because I work from home, mm-hmm. there'd be some days I'm on the phone talking to customers and I'll just put myself on pause some days because it literally sounds
what's
like
going on upstairs is more interesting on this phone.
Or like they're coming through the floor, is like boom, boom. I'm like,
do they work?
I still
you're talking like during the day and at night.
I'm still trying to figure out, like, you know, with everybody that comes out the door, I'm trying to figure. I thought it was these two people, but I was like, no, it can't be them. So I'm trying to figure out exactly, you know, who the two people are, but I can't figure out who it is. But yeah.
Yeah. I understand. But the people over top of my head decides to vacuum their floor around 1:30 in the morning, 3:30 in the morning.
Vacuum?
Yes, vacuum. I'm like, it's not that much vacuuming in the world.
I would love to hear a vacuum as opposed to
boost. No. That's not it, because then the kids run. It's literally like they got a bunk bed and the kids are like jumping off the bed. It's like 2:00 in the morning.
Ma'am, get a house.
No, I understand it. No, because I am constantly telling my 4-year-old, like, sit down, you know, there's people underneath you. And it's like you just have to, like I said, during the day that's fine, but not 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. That's
just inconsiderate
for the neighbors. Like, they need to get a house like. You know,
yeah.
And it's like, I'd be like so ready, like, who lets their kids bump and jump at 3:30 in the morning? But whatever.
Right.
I think, yeah, I was like, I'm going to go take them some melatonin or something, like leave it outside their door, like try this, you know? I don't know. But anywho.
I just think when you live in apartment complexes.
You have to have consideration for really, your neighbors.
And especially like in a complex like the one, you know, and I'm quite sure yours is the same way. You have a lot of professional people in there.
It's nothing but professional people in there.
Yeah. But that's so, like even
I
if
mean,
you
it
have,
has to be.
Right.
The rent is professional.
Professionally, yes.
Right.
But it's like even if you had a house, like you still respect your neighbors. You don't blast your music 3-4 in the morning. It's all about respect and having consideration for the people that live, whether to the left, to the right, above, below. Like it's just about consideration.
Well, they didn't have consideration for they didn't have consideration for the people in outer space. That's how loud
I mean,
it
have
was.
You complained to the office?
I'm gonna have to do that.
I mean, the only way to get them to stop is make a valid complaint. Once they complain, if you complain it, you know, if they get a certain amount of complaints, because if you heard it, I'm quite sure everybody else heard it.
Yeah.
But because it's over your head.
I'm getting it full.
Yeah, and it's, what it's doing is it's a distraction to your household because it's waking up the kids.
Yeah.
I understand. And like you said, I mean, I guess that's why they have a whole TV show called Fear Thy Neighbor. And that's all the TV show is about, like, neighbors.
You ever watch that show?
No.
Fear Thy Neighbor.
Fear Thy Neighbor on the ID channel. It's crazy.
Oh, my God.
They were chopping down each other.
You don't want to watch that.
Is it worse than the one I told you guys to
watch? It's way worse than that. Like they go crazy.
They be
like,
killing each other.
Because a tree is leaning over their yard or their fence line, and like it'd be crazy.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That's why my son, he was at the house. He said he wanted to go. I said, no, you don't go knocking on people's doors.
That's the one thing you don't want to do. Call the cops and let the cops
know. But he was just so concerned because you literally had
the person that's concerned always get killed.
Yeah.
That's like somebody trying to fix my tire. Like I was just, you know, but call, I don't know. Don't tell your son don't do it.
Oh, yeah, I did. Jeopardy, But it would, you know. But, you know, I know the police have, like, hard jobs to do and stuff like that. But I was a little taken aback that they didn't get a chance, that they didn't, come back, you know. I was just a little taken aback by that. But I'm just going to leave that right there. How was your weekend, Ish? I'm just going to leave that right there.
I'm good. We're getting ready for the Christmas holiday, so we put up a tree.
Favorite holiday.
I was getting ready to ask you. So, how is the tree monster? How does she do this year?
Oh my God, I took her to buy a tree. And when I tell you, she was overly.
Excuse me, just as a disclaimer, Ish, I was talking to you about the lady sitting across the table.
You're talking about me.
Miss Christmas decorations.
Oh, gosh. Every, day, it's like packages.
Don't do that.
You guys got to know, she loves the holidays. That's why I'm picking with her. She
this
loves
the
holidays.
This is the season of giving. Yeah. So I love to give.
Yeah.
And, it's like pine cones and icicles. We got everything but Santa and his reindeers.
Are you serious?
Yes.
But how about that? So speaking of Santa and his reindeers, Hershey Park has this season where it's called Candyland, and they have over 5 million lights.
What?
And they have Santa and actual reindeers there. Mm-hmm. So we plan on taking a trip out there to take the kids because I know they're going to love it. Yeah. We was going to go.
Yesterday.
Yeah. And we're going to take a trip probably next weekend. To go let them see Santa, the reindeers, and all the 5 million lights.
Yes.
Wow.
And go on a few rides in Hershey Park, enjoy some hot chocolate. You know, Hershey
really good hot
Park
chocolate.
Is good for I'm their assuming, chocolate. Yes.
So if you're looking for something to do with the kiddies.
Yeah. So I'm excited. I'm more excited than kids. I love Christmas.
I got stuck at chocolate.
Because as a kid, my dad used to, you know, you would ride us around to all the houses that was lit up. That was like a Christmas Eve tradition for us.
Yeah.
We would all pile up in a car and go, you know, looking at all these lights. We did it when I was little. We took my kids when they were little. So it was like a tradition for us.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's something that I want to do for my grandkids is take them and I want to go to Hershey Park.
I have to find out this little street in South Philly. It's like this little area in South Philly where they have it done up so nice. Okay. I normally ride through there, but living in the suburbs, you know, we used to ride.
Ride around, yeah.
So pretty.
Wetzel Glen used to have this one block, I don't know if it's still there, right off of Forest Avenue, and the whole, it was like three blocks would get together and all the blocks would light up. We would go there as well and travel through there. I don't know if they still have it, but just riding around, just watching lights, you know, seeing the lights on the houses. So I'm excited to go to Hershey Park.
She's overly excited.
Yeah.
She definitely has the Christmas spirit.
I do. This year I'm very grateful. I mean, I'm grateful and thankful, you know, to be in a position that I am in.
So yeah. Did you get Leo his Christmas?
Not yet. Leo's my dog. No, not yet. Leo is spoiled.
How is he wrong with the tree?
Oh, my God. The dog is
I was gonna ask
a
you
human.
That.
This dog is real like human. So the other day, I had him on top of the kennel. So he gets up because he's trying to jump on my bed. And I'm like, oh, and I could have sworn. And he said, oh, so I swear he said, oh. So, yeah, he's a child. He's a piece of work. He's spoiled. He's a spoiled dog. He's spoiled. That's my only son. Yes. Oh, I mean, goodness. You know, my grandson, I call him. Since my kids can't give me a grandson,
spoiled.
Got the hoodies, the toys.
He has more toys than the average toddler.
So. Oh my goodness!
Yes,
yeah, he's spoiled.
Very spoiled.
Bunch of
like
hoodies,
sweatsuits, and all.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yeah, We took him to Home Goods yesterday. When I tell you, everyone in Home Goods was loving him because he doesn't act like the same. He's a Leo, of course. Our birthday's the same day, so he acts just like me.
Oh, my goodness.
I act a fool in the house when we go out in public. We just so prissy. So he's like the best dog when you take him outside. Like, he's well-behaved. He don't jump around. He don't bark at people. Uh-huh. So everybody was like, oh, my God, can I rub on him? Can I touch him? He is so adorable. He's being so good. So,
he's bad as crap.
Yeah. And the house.
Make a long story short. He's horrible, but he's cute.
But that's the way, even when you raise your children.
In the house, he tears up. He tears up.
As long as they act good outside, that's all that matters.
He's terrorized the whole freaking house.
Especially Miley. Him and Miley are like, I don't know.
But outside, he's like, you know, he gets a lot of attention when he's outside. He's so adorable.
Aww.
When he's outside. We had took him to the vet to get his shots, and afterwards we took him to Home Goods.
I was going to ask you about your trip to Home Goods because I know you love Home Goods.
Oh my God, Home Goods in Springfield is the best. They have everything. I was like, put this in a cart. Put this in a cart. I looked. I was like, my bill was like, oh wait, what?
Yeah.
Came home all these bags. And I was like, I have to put something on the side. I don't know. But this is the holiday season. I love Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. And they have beautiful decorations.
Oh, my
Christmas.
God. And yeah, they have reasonable, actually. And Michael's. I went to Michael's, too.
Yeah, I love Michael's.
Oh, wow.
Michael's got like a 50% off. Black Friday sale goes all the way out until
December 9th, I think it was.
I think it is soon. But we had purchased a tree that was $500 for $150.
Where?
Beautiful. Michaels. From Michael's. Beautiful, full 7.5.
You know the only reason why I don't want to buy a big tree? I'm going to be honest with you. Last year I put up a tree, and the whole bottom half didn't have decorations on it.
I was a pre-lit.
Oh, because of the kid?
Oh, yeah, they kept taking the decorations off.
It's huge. I mean, because you have those high ceilings.
High ceilings, yeah.
Yeah, it would go perfect.
I think I'm wander over to Michael's.
And when
tomorrow.
I was over there, you know, they tell you to take the little tag or whatever. Everybody was buying that one tree.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's nice, full, tall. I don't know if they have any more, but I would definitely go over there and get it.
Okay.
Yeah, Christmas is. I
normally get the $30 one from Family Dollar. And the poor little thing looked like Charlie
Brown.
Like
the Charlie Brown tree.
Yeah. You got to see the look on her face.
Come on, Monica. You can do better, baby.
Her face just changed.
So you put the office tree?
Yes, right.
The tree you see in the office?
I promise. I will have a better tree. I will have a better tree this year.
Yeah. That is not a tree. That is a plant.
Huh? That ain't even a plant. That's a tree you put in your office.
And look, and I'm standing there looking at the tree like, is that a spot on the wall? Because I can see. Because
your ceilings are so
straight. The tree looks so beautiful in your home. So it kind of like lights up your home. So.
Yeah. I love Christmas just because of that.
But for $150, you can't beat that. And
no, not at all.
I'm opening up a storage to put the tree in later. So if you need to, store it. Your tree, you can utilize my storage room.
Oh, okay,
if need
cool.
be.
Okay, cool.
I love Christmas. I love the Christmas movies and everything. So,
yeah. Home Alone is my favorite.
You know, I watched that
Santa
yesterday.
Claus is my favorite.
I watched both of them.
Really? We're going to watch that today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We're going to watch that with the kids.
So as soon as
I do the gingerbread house?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The grandkids and make some hot chocolate.
Have a competition who makes the best gingerbread house.
My niece and my sister did that, except for they did actually the best gingerbread house on the lawn, on their front lawns.
Oh, awesome.
And they were saying my sister kind of cheated because she actually took one of those, one of those playhouses, that kids have. Mm-hmm. I think they're like little tykes.
She was very competitive.
Right.
Well, and that's what I was telling my other sister. I said, well, technically she didn't cheat because y'all didn't tell her she couldn't.
Right.
And it was nice, though. It was. She had painted it like the gingerbread colors and everything.
The one sister. Gotta love her.
She was very innovative, though. But it was, she actually had a really nice
like her.
Display. Yeah. So
I knew she was going to do a big.
She must be a Leo.
No, she's not.
She's not.
She's over here giving her praise.
I give everyone praise. I love everyone. Christmas just brings out the best.
Yes.
But you know what? Yeah. I love just giving to the kids.
Yes.
And then, I tell the kids like every year, like pick out, five things for Christmas and donate one of the things that you want to give. We donate it to Toys for Tots.
Mm.
You always have to give. I mean, when you give, when you receive, you also have to give.
Yeah.
So I have that gift of giving.
Yes. So I'm so excited.
We always had, I know we had other intentions today, but we had, we used to, our Christmas used to be like really big around my house. We used to have so much stuff because when you're talking about having seven kids in the house,
mm-hmm.
when I said there was gifts and, and I hate to say it, like we always had the best, like out of my cousins and everything. We woke up one Christmas, there were like bikes under the tree that we just used to, my dad just used to go all out for
all
Christmas.
Out.
You would never think my mom, but the thing my mom used to hate, he used to literally wait until Christmas Eve. Now, all the stores close early on Christmas Eve. He literally would wait to last minute for them to go Christmas shopping. And my mom used to have the worst anxiety, because you never knew what he was going to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Because he knew he was waiting for that 70% off. Mm-hmm. 75%.
He was smart.
Way back
smart
when.
Man.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, my kids, as they grown up, we used to have like tons and tons of gifts under the tree. That was one of my favorite and still is my mm-hmm. favorite holidays. I'm big on Christmas,
yes.
and always went all out for the kids.
Yeah.
I remember one year it was a fire. My house caught on fire like, what was that, a week before Christmas? Mm-hmm. And all our gifts got damaged.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. It was sad, but everybody came together to make the best of it.
That's good.
Yeah, that was horrible.
But I think Christmas is the time. I mean, year round is the time that you, I believe that you should give of yourself. But Christmas definitely, is a season of giving. You should, make sure you do whatever it is, to help somebody out, even if it's just one gift or something,
right.
To help somebody out. So.
Yeah, it's always just, it's never about, everybody would always ask me what I want for Christmas. Nothing.
It's
my birthday.
I'm the same way.
It's your birthday.
It's my birthday. But Christmas is something that I don't never expect anything. I'm always giving, I'm always looking out. I remember one Christmas when my mom, it was her last Christmas before she passed. And we had a big thing, so I was telling everybody to come. All her, because she had, she's a family of 15 and she was the first that passed.
Yeah.
So I was just telling everybody to come because, she was wasn't going to be here for next Christmas because she was placed on hospice. So I was, you know, I purchased, what was it, everyone Colts?
Yeah, she bought Colts. I probably
60 Colts that year.
Yes, and, all and every kid had a toy.
Every kid that walked in that door had a
Colt and a toy.
A Colt and a toy.
They were so happy.
Because I felt as though that they were giving their, giving up the tradition of having their own at home.
Gotcha. Right.
So, you know, I had made sure that every kid and that walked in, you know, so I called around and asked for all the kids' sizes, their mm-hmm. Colt mm-hmm. sizes, and purchased, you know, all the kids a Colt and one toy.
That was a nice Christmas.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's in my, yeah. I went broke, though, but it was worth it.
For a good purpose.
I think I gave up. I think I spent aww. My whole, I'm not even going to make it seem like I got it like that, because yeah. I really don't. But it wasn't about that. It was just about yeah, having yeah. that everyone come over and, yeah. you know, spend time with my mom because that was her last Christmas. Yeah, so it yeah. was the point of just making sure that my mom seen all her siblings for the last time on Christmas.
And you put a smile on all the kids' faces.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were, yeah, they was excited.
They were.
Over the toy and mm-hmm. the and Colt. Cold, so.
Yeah. And they were really nice Colts, too.
Speaking of toys,
so I try. You, we definitely should do Colt drives. You know, go around and give donate. Yeah. You know, just go to Burlington Colt Factory or go to Primark has really good deals on Colts.
Yeah.
But if you out shopping, and that's to anyone, if you out shopping, just grab an extra Colt or two and just drop it off to your nearest Colt drive.
Right. Yeah.
And what you're doing is just giving back to a community that you know. For the less fortunate. So right, always right. grabbing things, socks, Colts, anything that people need.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And from what I understand, like toiletries and stuff mm-hmm. like that, you know.
Yeah.
Toys for the kids, you know.
Yeah, I remember, what was that one? Was that Christmas when I took the kids out and we fed the homeless McDonald's? We went and got
it. I think it was around Thanksgiving.
It was Thanksgiving, okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, we me and my grandkids, we just rode around and just gave out food like McDonald's and feed the kids.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to do that this year. I think what I'm going to do is go to like CVS because CVS is closing on City Avenue. Well, one of them.
I didn't know that. Which yeah. one? The one?
Not the one that's closer to the apartment. The one that's further down near Ross.
Yeah.
On the
yeah.
left-hand side. I believe they're closing. And grab a bunch of toiletries and put in a Ziploc bag
and just
hand them out to the people in Kensington.
Right.
Like deodorant, little toiletries that they need, yeah, wipes, yeah. Right. tampons, stuff like that. And on Christmas morning, just go out and pass out and give out like Wendy's, $5 Wendy's or McDonald's yeah. gift cards. Where mm-hmm. they can just, you're not giving them money. You're giving them like a gift card that they can utilize for some food for the day.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. I like that.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Pay it forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make it about everyone but yourself.
Right.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So yeah. I was actually supposed to go to an event, you know, like a charity event, but I wasn't able to do so. So, you know, I have to find something to, you know, replace what I was going to do. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you're not cooking on Christmas?
Christmas, I'm not sure about Christmas. I'm not sure. Yeah. I just don't want to have...
what day Christmas fall?
All that extra food Monday. In the house.
So I think I'm going to have something on Saturday.
Yeah. I just don't like to have all that extra leftovers in the house. Christmas is actually on a Monday this year.
Mm-hmm. So I think I'm going to do something on Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and just spend Christmas Day with the family and just have like a few people come over.
Oh, okay.
Saturday.
Have brunch or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get someone come over, hire somebody to come and do like a brunch and serve brunch.
Oh,
I don't
like
want to do any cooking.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a plan. Hire somebody to do it.
Yeah.
right.
And do like, hot, you know, just do something small.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Sounds like a plan.
So, but did you start your Christmas, like the actual physical Christmas, either one of you, your actual physical Christmas shopping yet?
I did. Actually, I have some packages come in today. I love Christmas, so I get in the spirit, like, right before Thanksgiving, actually, I started. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, her kids are going to Disney in January, so she's preparing, getting all the stuff for them.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I don't know, a lot of Disney themed stuff though. And then, you know, the 15-year-old, she wants.
So the grandkids took my cell phone
and added all of this stuff to the cart.
To the cart. I'm looking like, why is I told them to Google what they wanted. Just look and tell me what you want and write it down. Instead, they added stuff to the cart.
Oh my goodness.
And they was like, Mama, we about to check out.
I'm like,
I have to get rid of so many other, like my niece was doing like a lot of cleaning, like of toys. Mm-hmm. I have to get rid of so much stuff that they don't play with, you know.
And they make room for the new stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know who takes used toys? There's a place in Dufferin next to Plato's Closet.
Mm-hmm.
They take used toys and stuff.
Oh, okay.
And clothes and stuff.
Okay.
And you can actually get cash for it.
Really?
Yeah, Plato Closet, if it's like stuff that you don't use and it's in good condition.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I'm going to look into it. Yeah. Well, it looks like we are running out of time.
Oh, wow. We skipped our subject.
We know, really did. But thank you so much for joining Let's Talk with Mindy, Monica, and Maisha. We hope that you'll join us next week. And have a wonderfully blessed day.
Calling all promoters, club owners, venues, colleges, and universities. Are you looking for national recording artists and talent for your next event? Artists such as Yolanda Adams, Ashanti, Ja Rule, Glorilla, City Girls, Lola Brooke, Mike Epps, Desi Banks, Ari Fletcher, Finesse Two Times, Ginuwine, Carl Thomas, 112, or the Isley Brothers to perform or be a host at your next event? Then look no further. Here at Logan Agency Group LLC, we provide a wide range of talent to fit your needs at great prices. No situation is too big or too small for us to help you come up with the best solutions when picking the artist you want. Visit us on the web at loganagencygroup.com or call 917-923-9974. Logan Agency Group, talent agency to the stars. Brewerytown Construction LLC is a family-owned general contracting company known across the Philadelphia and tri-state area for completing high-quality home renovations and larger commercial building projects. If you are looking to renovate your home or business, contact Brewerytown Construction Company at 888-572-8696 or at brewerytownconstruction.com.